Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bert Show.
Hello, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning. Y'all are awesome. I really enjoy listening to the show every day.
Thank you.
I know you got a busy day, but I wanted to hear about how Jeff's meetings went out in L.A.
Yeah, let's do everything L.A. here for a second. Let's get Jen in on this also. So Jeff was out in L.A., coincidentally the same time that Jen was there covering the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Jeff was pitching a couple of TV show ideas.
I'll tell you mine first because this will be my first 24 hours in L.A. Mm-hmm. And then I met up with Jen right after she got there because I was done with the, quote, work part of my trip as soon as she landed. And, mm-hmm. and that's when we ended up at that same club together where T-Pain and Stevie Wonder and Christina Aguilera and all those people were. So
Sierra.
Didn't mean to wake you up.
Katy Perry.
She's like, get me involved.
Katy Perry, Russell Brand.
So my 24 hours in L.A. where we landed on Thursday night and Friday morning, Jessica and I had breakfast together. And then I went and met a guy at my hotel. And then we got in a town car and went to a very fancy.
He came to pick you up VIP.
Uh-huh. Very fancy L.A. style building, all glass. I explained one side of the building were all the like business offices,
mm-hmm.
and that was very neat, very minimal, very like
modern.
Everybody on their Bluetooth, like the phones weren't even off the cradle.
Very Entourage, what you see in Entourage, yes. in Ari's office.
Yes, like everybody's keyboard was wireless, nothing, like you wouldn't even know work was getting done.
Uh-huh.
Right? Then you curve around and you come back up the other side and that was the creative side. And those are like, you know, cardboard cutouts of, you know, movie stars with goatees drawn on them,
right.
and big sticky cartoon characters like stuck to the window, Nerf basketballs. One office was a Wii office, and it had a Wii on either side, and they had wired it so that you could play tennis literally facing each other, watching opposite monitors.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
In the Wii office. So.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that was that was what the creative side was like. And basically, I spent Friday morning just letting this guy tell me about how he has a development company and he thinks sometimes things are getting kind of, you know, stale in L.A. and he's just looking for fresh blood. And when I, you know, he liked the stuff that he saw but wanted me to talk to some people. I said, okay, that's cool. So then in the afternoon, I just sat in a room and it was never really talking specifically about ideas I had. They came up, they asked questions about, you know, the development of the story and the development of the characters and like who it was based on, but it was just very general. And then they told me some of their ideas and one of my input on that. And it was just like a creative talk about it, work about it and see if we all kind of vibe.
Like very brainstorming.
Yep. So I think we vibed. I think it was cool. I won't know anything. I mean, it's taken me 2 years to get to this point without I wasn't doing anything to push me in this direction. So I think it'll move a little bit faster now.
Like when you leave a meeting like that, you know if you crushed it or not, though, right? Like, did you feel like, okay, I know they're calling back.
It's weird because there's no set interview. Like if they do call back, I don't know what it's going to be for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like an interview, I think.
It wasn't like you defending your ideas.
Nope.
It was just ideas were being thrown around, even outside of what you came
up
with.
I'm going to put you in this room with these five people, four dudes and a girl, and a couple other people come in and out. And you all are going to hang out and talk and chill. And then after that, I'll be in touch. We're just going to see how this goes.
But one thing you said earlier is that, and you told us last week, that you had Friday and Saturday carved out for these meetings.
Yeah.
And that you only went on Friday, and they told you what?
He said that Saturday would be if Friday didn't go well. Because I think, my guess is that he was going to put me with different people.
Okay.
To see how Saturday went. And Saturday, he's like...
And you didn't go in on Saturday.
No, and he told me on Friday, he's like, I followed up, you know, the usual thank you email or whatever from the BlackBerry, a quick one, and then... He sent one back said, everybody liked you. And
a
follow-up.
There's a lot of effort on you. So I think that, you know, I think something's got to come from
this. The coolest part about it that, not the coolest, but a very Hollywood part of the whole thing is in the room, there's a phone.
Uh-huh.
And if you pick up the phone, it rings somewhere. And you even if you don't say something into it... an assistant or an intern, and you pay attention, interns, this is how we're going to start rolling around here, just shows up at the door.
Like your own personal butler.
Boom, right there. And somebody will be talking and having a conversation, will be saying, here's my idea. Why don't we have this? What if the protagonist is from a small town, but instead of doing the stereotypical big town thing, boom, person at the door. I need a Caesar salad. Remember, no croutons and dressing on the side. Right back into the story. No please, no thank you, no nothing.
You loved that, didn't you?
And the person's gone. And then
just like, I want that.
15 minutes later, right there at the door. And I even said at some point, I'm like, don't you guys feel, that's weird. I said, I know this is all stereotypical, but like, don't you feel crappy asking them to do that? And they said, it's the hazing. It's not personal. It's not.
No. They all did it at one point.
Everybody has to do it. And I said, well, I ain't doing it. And so that was Friday, and by dinner time I was done. Five or six o'clock I was done. The guy that I was talking to got Jessica and I a reservation at this really hot restaurant, and while we were there I got a call from Jen, a text message, and she says, hey, when you're done with dinner, the Atlanta Grammy people are all going to this party thrown by this guy, Tricky Stewart,
I think that's a funny name.
Who's a big producer. She says, they can put you on the list, so you all come down. And she rattles off all these names of people who are going to be there. So I said, Jessica, well, let's go. You know?
Do you think that the Run DMC song, It's Tricky, is his ringtone, or has ever been in his life?
I was thinking, hey, Tricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Tricky.
Hey, the banter here is really cute, but Jen's falling asleep.
I know.
She's been asleep.
Yeah. So Jen.
Hello. Hi.
Trying to get to you, darling.
I'm still here. Hi.
So Jen lists off all these people who are going to be at the party, and I'm like, yeah, we'll see if they show up.
Because Jen's been up for, you know, days.
Over 24 hours.
I think she fell asleep at 8:30 this morning, but she's back now. She got a good hour.
It was actually about 10 minutes ago.
And as soon as we walk in, and as soon as we see Jen, within 2 minutes, I mean, we're standing like near the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
Katy Perry and Russell Brand, like, walked right by us. And they're tall.
Engaged little golf couple.
Did you see them, Jen?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, they had the back, the back right VIP booth. So they were kind of holding down their little crew and their party there, but they were sitting up on the back of the booth so you could see them, and they were dancing and partying and having a good time. I think Katy Perry always looks surprised.
Yeah, I think it's just the way her eyes are always a little bit too open.
She always looks like she's in shock over something, but having a great time with it. You know, like, whoa, hey, oh, wow, life.
Did her and Russell Brand look like they were like in love and a cute little engaged couple?
Oh, absolutely. They have love written all over them. Cute. All they're doing is it, you know, in finger quotes, because they are so happy, and you can see it all over both of their faces, their body language. They're like way, way, way in love into each other.
So are they like behind like some velvet rope at this point, like in VIP areas, or are they right hanging with everybody?
No, they were hanging with everybody. I mean, this was a private party. This was not a club open to the public. You can't pay to get into this party. We had to be on the list through the publicist to get in.
Gotcha.
It was open bar. Like, they paid for everything. So the people who were indoors, like inside this club, were supposed to be there.
Sweet.
There was, when Jessica and I got there, because we got there after Jen did, and Jen's the one who put our name at the door, mm-hmm. and there were some L.A. girls who were in front of us in line, and they're like, hi, hi, and the person at the door's like, yeah, you can't come in. The girl's like, no, 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 tell Eric that Lucy and Portia are here. Uh-huh. And the guy's like, this is a private event. And she goes, we know, but we know Eric. And they're like, Eric's not in charge of the door tonight. And looked over at us, and Jessica said, dollar? And they're like, oh, yeah, your name was just put on the list. Come right around. And
doesn't we got that to, feel good?
We got to walk right around these LA. And as we walked in, we heard them in the background going, will someone get Eric?
Jen, you said you saw Christina Aguilera there too, right?
Yep, Christina Aguilera was there with her husband, Jordan Bratman, and they were in like the catty corner from Katy Perry and Russell Brand's booth. They were kind of like across the dance floor, but they were sitting there much more like of a subdued crowd. Like she was sitting down, she was on her phone, like doing a lot of texting or whatever. She had like a little pink cute cover for her phone, and they both looked adorable. You know, she had the typical Christina Aguilera, very bright red lipstick on. Mm-hmm. She had the blunt blonde haircut. It's really, really short right now. It's really cute on her. It's just really short. But, you know, they're an adorable couple, too. So they seemed like they were, like, chatting and hanging out. But they were more low-key. They weren't, like, standing up on the chairs, like, dancing and stuff like Katy Perry was. Or, like, in the booth right next to them and above that booth was Ciara. Mm-hmm. And she actually grabbed the mic from DJ Ruckus and was singing Goodies live in the club.
Right on. Are you kidding?
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? Very fun.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then T-Pain was there in the crowd. Stevie Wonder was there. And, you know, Jeff told you earlier I was trying to work my way into Stevie Wonder's group. And I was trying to, like, flirt with everybody in his entourage so I could get in there, but that didn't really work.
They've probably seen that before, I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing they spotted me a mile away trying to work my way in there. But yeah, that was an amazing, amazing night.
It was worth noting, too, that the DJ for that party was Ruckus, who is from Atlanta and has Atlanta ties. I think is he Dallas Austin's cousin, I think, or friend, or somehow he's... But years ago, when Vision was open... And I used to do, and Buddy Love was still alive.
Buddy Love.
Like, there were times where I would host at Vision with Ruckus. Uh-huh. And I sent that tweet out where I'm like, 10 years ago, I used to work at Vision with Ruckus. Tonight, he spun for Stevie Wonder.
Right.
He wins.
Insane.
But it was so Atlanta.
It was amazing.
Awesome.
It was. It was such an Atlanta crowd, and it was the whole party was thrown by Tricky Stewart, and he is producing Christina Aguilera's new album that's coming out this spring. He actually produced the single on the album, and I wrote down the names of what those are, of what her song is going to be, but I think it's called Glam, and Tricky did that one. They also wrote Single Ladies, and they were the ones who accepted the award on stage. Okay. Those three guys were the ones hosting the party. And remember, they came up and they accepted it because Beyonce was backstage getting ready to perform.
Uh-huh.
Tricky was the one in sunglasses, and he was the one who hosted that party.
Okay.
So, anyway.
LA is always sort of like zooming at a very fast pace, but when there's like an award show in town like this, Jen, do you just feel like it's tweaked at a different level?
Oh, absolutely. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, we've been here for all kinds of different stuff, but never anything this crazy. You know, it's just, everybody was in town and everybody was famous and everybody thinks everybody else is famous. I swear, if you are mildly attractive and wearing sunglasses, I thought you were famous this weekend.
We were sitting at dinner on Saturday night and it was kind of a quiet night because, you know, Jen, round of golf clap, for Jen.
Great job, Jen.
Because I saw
her
27 hours ago at her hotel dropping off a computer that she needed to use, and she was already in her Grammy dress. Mm-hmm. So she's been going strong. But we had a quiet dinner on Saturday night, and Jen leans over the table and says to me at one point, she goes, oh, my God, the king of the Bushtag Empire is sitting with his back to you. You've got to see this clown. So I turn around, like, you can't flip around right away, but so I turn around and I look, see who it is, and I turn back and I can't say anything. So I send Jen a text message and all it says is, the Boosh King you mentioned is Scott Storch, the $100 million producer.
Whoops.
He's like, oh. Yeah.
Jeff, you forgot to mention that at the table next to us was Dylan McDermott and his whole group.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
cool.
And just
yeah,
for-
so on one side of us was Scott Storch. I mean, he's produced everybody from Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Pink, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Beyonce, everybody. So he's on one side of our table, and on the other side of our table is Dylan McDermott and his whole group of friends.
That's the cool thing about being in LA. You just never know,
that's
right?
And
cool
for the record, Jen, because this will not end anytime soon, that was Misha Barton sitting with Dylan McDermott.
No.
Because Jessica
no,
Googled
it was
her.
Not.
Yes, it was, because the girl next to her was her sister.
No way.
Did you guys get pictures of any of these people?
I didn't snap any at dinner.
I guess it's not one of those things.
We were at Nobu. It's like not cool to do that. You know what I mean?
But I think that what Jeff and Jen just did is typical of anybody that visits LA. That is Misha Barton. No, that's not. Yes,
right.
Misha. Look.
Right. Even if it's somebody that doesn't look anything like her.
I didn't think it was her because Misha Barton's gained so much weight lately, and there's been all those pictures of her. And the reason I knew that is because Wendy picked her for the incarceration draft.
And when you say so much weight, you're talking like 4 pounds, right?
Right.
Right. Well, for her, yeah. Right. But this girl at dinner was like a skinny version. Anyway.
All right, so you're getting on a plane and you're coming back here. So can you get any sleep before that, or are you going right to the airport?
I'm not sure what time it is. Where am I?
It's almost what?
I'll figure it out.
All right.
6:45.
Good job,
Jen Hobby.
Good job,
Jen Hobby. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.